This is the beginning of a new day.
This is the beginning of a new day.
God has given me this day to use as I will.
I can waste it.
I can waste it.
I can waste it or use it for good.
What I do today is important.
What I do today is important.
As I am exchanging a day of my life for it.
When tomorrow comes,
this day will be gone. Forever.
This day will be gone forever.
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 Leaving something in its place.
I have traded for it.
I want it to be gain, not loss.
Good.
Good.
Good, not evil.
Success.
Success, not failure.
In order that I shall not forget.
In order that I shall not forget the price I've
paid for it.
Side boost ignition.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop what you're doing and listen.
This is the Steve and DC Morning Show, starring Steve and DC, Don Hartley with news, James Spann, the weatherman, Audio Bob, and Diesel, the show pitbull mascot and head of security. Now, Steve and DC.
Listen, you love that home shopping channel. I've been trying to tell you this.
What, you talking about QVC?
All morning, yeah. You're always watching that.
Always. I love David Venable is like a member of my family.
Did you see the poor woman who was trying to do, was trying to sell a line of pet products, and she had a dog on the set, a little dog. The dog's on the counter, and the dog pooped on live TV.
Anytime I see a dog on live TV, I hope that it will. Just because it's funny.
Just right on her counter.
Was this live on the Shopping Network?
Yeah.
That's funny.
And she handled it well. What did she say? She said, he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
You got to work with it. Like, you can either, it can go really bad or you can make it go really well.
It will make an ordinary segment memorable if the dog. Now, my mother, God rest her soul, used to, she would have said the dog is doing its business.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's doing its business.
Even the dog realizes how crazy the world is today. So it just took a.
Right, I'm done.
On live TV.
It wasn't David Venable's show, I hope.
No, it's
QVC.
A female. There's a little screenshot of it, and it's a female.
Well, if you show me the picture, I'll know who it is.
I'm sure you would, actually.
Let me see.
I don't know if I can flip it around.
That's there. Lisa Robbins.
Oh, wait, okay. Yeah. Well, it pooped on Lisa, so. But she did, the upside is she sold a lot more of the product.
I would tell you about my friend's mother who watched QVC round the clock, never turned it off. And my friend told me that his mother watched QVC so much that the QVC logo was like emblazoned on the TV screen. So when you turn the TV off, you could still see the QVC logo burned into the screen. I didn't even know that could happen. Well, I said, you're lying. No way. Well, I went over to his house and he said, look, sure enough, the TV, when it was off, you could see right down in the corner, QVC.
Yeah, yeah.
She had watched it so much for so long.
That's when you know you love, the QVC.
The QVC.
Yeah.
Who knows what QVC stands for?
Oh, man.
You've been to school.
I don't think he went to school nowhere.
County High?
If he went to school, he didn't learn nothing.
He went to County High.
Oh, I used to know this.
What does QVC stand for? Q, what could that possibly stand for? How about quality?
Yeah.
And V, what could V possibly stand for? How about value?
Boom, yeah.
And what does C stand for? Well, I'm not going to spoon feed you people.
You know, Katy Perry is leaving the TV show American Idol, and they're looking for somebody to join Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan as a judge. And Jelly Roll was a coach this season. And I watch American Idol, and he was just unbelievably good. So now they're trying to get him to replace Katy Perry as a judge on American Idol.
Well, I don't see that.
He would do it or not, but or if they could afford him. But, man,
I don't think it would be smart for him to do.
I don't either. I think it kind of, I think some Jelly Roll fans will say he's kind of sold out if he does that.
Yeah, that, and I'm sorry, but how do I put this without, you know, I think you're on the backside of your career when you do that, when you do Idol.
Yeah.
Look at the, look. Lionel.
But now Katie. That has revived Lionel's career in a huge way.
Well, I think it helps them get gigs and that sort of thing, but it's not going to help you and in Luke, the grand scheme
Luke
of
Bryan's
things.
Luke Bryan's not on the backside of his career. He keeps putting hits out. They're on the radio, and he tours, and his concerts sell out. So I wouldn't say that's backside.
At his peak right now, though. I mean, I think peak was a few years ago when he was at his hottest, you know.
Okay.
I love Luke.
Well, I hope he's not listening.
I love Luke Bryan.
Katy Perry, I don't know that much about, but I agree with you. If I was Jelly Roll, I don't think I'd do it.
I don't think it's smart right now.
I don't think I'd do it from a sellout point of view, though, because there are people, you know, Jelly's got a cult following from before he was famous that's helped make him famous, and I don't think they're American Idol fans.
Yeah, yeah. And you
In fact, I know a few of them, and they kind of turn their nose up when you say, hey, Jelly's on American Idol. They're like,
You won't see young, hot artists doing shows like that. You just don't. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Now, get back with me when Taylor Swift is a judge on Idol.
That's a strange example because she's one of a kind. She's in a league
unto
herself.
Get back with me when Morgan Wallen or any younger artist is a judge on a show like that. They usually are folks that are a little more seasoned, you know.
All right, well, we'll see. I don't think it'll happen, but we'll see. But he was a great coach, and I enjoyed seeing him do that. I just don't think he probably will be a judge.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
One other music note this morning. I had no idea, DC.
I've got one for you, too.
You may have known this. I don't know, but the concert at Ole Miss Saturday night with Morgan Wallen?
Yeah.
Is literally the first show he's done since the chair-throwing incident.
Is it really?
The very first show that since the incident, and all kind of stuff's online now about it. In fact, Lane Kiffin, the football coach at Ole Miss, and the concert's going to be in his stadium in Oxford, said, yeah, even Morgan is transferring to the SIP. Lane calls Mississippi the SIP.
The SIP.
The SIP. Because, you know, now Lane Kiffin would be a good judge on American Idol.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. And there are all kinds of folks saying, yeah, we've bolted the chairs down at Ole Miss. They're making the most of it, but it is the big first show after the incident, so that makes that one. Y'all, I know a lot of y'all won tickets from us. A lot of you going to be there. That's going to make that show even more interesting.
Well, and here's something even more interesting. We've got one final pair of tickets to give away to Morgan Wallen. I didn't know we were going to have it because I thought we had given away all our tickets, and
the
then
clouds rolled back, and from the heavens, a pair, the final pair
one
of Morgan
final
Wallen
pair.
Tickets fell in our lap.
We do have
we
one
have
final
to
pair.
Give them away either today or tomorrow.
Yeah, because the show is Saturday night, and you know, you can only you know, win them if you can go to the show. Don't win them if you can't go.
Well, no, you'd be dumb to win them if you can't go.
It would be, but that has happened.
How much are these tickets selling for, DC?
Oh, boy. I mean, I think it depends on the actual seat.
Yeah.
But I know...
The really good seats.
The really good seats are going to be several hundred dollars. The really good seats.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Like hundreds of dollars for the best seats.
Yeah, we were looking yesterday, and even some of the bad seats are, you know, 90, 95 a piece.
Yeah.
So 200 for two of you.
It's going to be Morgan Wallen, Bailey Zimmerman, and Nate Smith, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe that's the three.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I don't know how we want to give them away, but we do have one extra pair of tickets.
Well, you will be the first to know, and then we will give them to you either today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't stray too far. You could miss that opportunity.
You could.
Let's go to Nashville and check in with Jimmy Carter, find out what is hot.
Oh, Jimmy!
Well, I'll tell you. Jimmy Carter, good morning. Well, we lost him.
Well, I guess he cooled down.
Well, all right, we'll
get
him back.
I got a musical note
for
you. We'll
get him back.
Hey, kill Jimmy's theme music. We'll play it again when he's actually on the phone.
Tell the band to just calm down for a second.
Thank you.
They're saying this midnight release of Taylor Swift's album.
Oh, tonight?
Which has a weird name, the Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, Lord.
Is going to be enormously big, perhaps the biggest album release ever in music history. It used to be an accomplishment if you sold 1 million copies in 1 week. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that her album's on track to sell 3 million in the first 7 days of downloads or people going. I still like to physically go to the store and get
a copy. Both of us are like that. Yeah, we're a little old school.
I like to read the credits and all that, you know,
right.
stuff.
Right.
But that's an amazing deal that. And she's not, she didn't just start yesterday to be, you know, what, 15, 20 years into her career and still pulling numbers like that is pretty huge.
Yeah, well, you know, she's 34 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we think of Taylor Swift as, you know, a teenager.
But she's not.
No, she's a grown, rich
woman.
Oh, Jimmy!
Jimmy Carter. Okay, he's screwing with us. He is screwing with us.
Jimmy,
don't you think he is?
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah. He is definitely screwing with us. All right, Jimmy Carter is coming up.
Oh, really?
In just a few minutes. Or maybe not.
It's just fun.
Awesome. About people's lives.
Yeah, what's your bag of country now?
The Steve and DC Morning Show.
Third time's the charm. Jimmy Carter in Nashville, tell us what's hot. Good morning, Roll Tide.
Good morning, Roll Tide. Roll Tide, man. A lot of concerts out there if you can afford them this summer. I mean, a lot. You know, the Morgan Wallen thing cranking up over in Oxford. Stage is already set. Kenny Chesney has been in Tampa for a couple of days, and they've had the stage set up, and they're using it as a rehearsal thing. So if you're riding down Del Mabry there and you hear a bunch of music, that really is Kenny Chesney.
Oh,
and then this thing yesterday, they just blew up. I mean, they've had this kickoff jam, well, the Labor Day weekend thing and the Memorial Day weekend thing for a long time. And they got Morgan Wallen down there in the Memorial Day weekend deal. But this one they announced yesterday, man, that's huge. It's going to run August 30 through September 1. So that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Friday night is Alabama. With a special appearance by Randy Travis, Jamie Johnson, and some others.
All right.
Now, the Saturday night is Carrie Underwood with Lauren Elena, Restless Road, and a bunch of others.
Uh-huh.
And
Restless
then
Road.
Sunday night's the Big Daddy, Garth Brooks, with Ali Colleen, that's his daughter, as the opening act. And then you got Red Akins in there, Randy Houser, and probably one of the last times ever for the Oak Ridge Boys.
Okay.
It is.
Because they're on the farewell
retiring.
Tour.
Yeah.
They're retiring.
They're retiring. That's Gulf Coast Jam coming to Panama City Labor Day weekend. That is gigantic.
Yeah, glad to
see.
That
is gigantic.
Glad to see our boys from Tuscaloosa in there.
Restless Road.
Yeah.
Tickets are on sale April 24th. Kickoffjampcb.com, 10 a.m. Central. This is going to go really quick because of Garth and the whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
And I expect you're buying all three nights, as that's how that goes. I don't think he sells, like, just one night. I'm pretty sure of that.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what it costs either, but I know it's not cheap.
No.
And also, before you buy those tickets, probably be a good idea to set up someplace where you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. Because those rooms, they probably have already jacked up the price all along the area.
I tell you what, I know for a fact, because I know people going and they're pricing hotel rooms. The hotel rooms in Oxford, Mississippi for Morgan Wallen Saturday night and all around are just sky high. They really are.
I'm sure. Oh, in Oxford?
Yeah, yeah. For Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, they're pumping. They're $500 and $600.
Yeah, bet. That's exactly right.
Now, the Panama City, there's a lot of capacity, but, yeah. You know, there's a good chance you'll be maybe going for one of those Airbnb things.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a lot of condo space down there. And normally I wouldn't send you to those. I'd make you go to Holiday Inn.
That's right.
But Holiday Inn's going to sell out real quick. No, so you got to have some alternate location.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
There are a few things that are near the, there are actually some things near the airport. Now, it's way out there, but it's on the same side of town where this concert is.
Well, I've slept
so if you could grab
airport.
Some of those hotels.
Sometimes
rooms.
I'll just sleep at the airport.
Yeah, D.C.
you know?
Has yeah. just, you racked out at the airport.
When you love the music, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. That's within reasonable drive
right.
from the Frank Brown Park there. So,
mm-hmm.
so you better think of something. You need some
I
help.
I slept on the floor of a Waffle House once.
that's really something. Boy, if you pull that off. You can do most anything.
Well, he's hardcore when it comes to some of these concerts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel Live, they were back on the outdoor stage last night with Chris Stapleton after 4 years. They closed it down for COVID, but now they're back in the parking lot. I was sitting out there one night with Tim McGraw and Brad Paisley and Keith Urban. They've all done that outdoor stage.
Uh-huh.
Luke Combs, they took him to the beer plant in Milwaukee this week. Put him on glasses and the yellow safety vest. I swear he looked like a forklift driver. he could have mixed right in like an FBI agent. Right,
I
in
can
that place.
See that. Yeah,
and they would not have known. But there are a couple of things to know about with the sponsorship. Funny. If you go to their Miller Lite website, you can enter into a sweepstakes that's a flyaway to a Luke Combs concert.
Okay.
So that'd be kind of cool. If you go, I think it's the website, or go to the store. There is a Miller Lite store where you can buy, I guess, T-shirts and whatever else. There is a trucker hat, limited edition Luke Combs trucker hat on the Miller Lite store that's only going to be available until Saturday.
I'd like to have me one of them.
So it's a Miller Lite Luke Combs tour trucking hat
uh-huh.
out there restocking daily until 4:20. So that's a lot of things to remember.
It sure
Kane
is,
Brown, man. He's dealing with whiskey. Crown Royal's his sponsor, and they're giving out $1 for a lot of the different concert tickets to help veterans.
Uh-huh.
So that's always
nice.
Good.
That's nice.
Sarah Evans and Brett Young are working with Hilton Grand Vacations. I've already seen the commercials for this. Oh boy, Justin Timberlake just bought a couple of hundred more acres north of Nashville. Well, they finally got what they're doing. They've leaked it out. They own it's almost 1,000 acres. North, it's up there where Barbara Mandrell used to live and where Kid Rock kind of lives now.
Yeah.
North of downtown, it's going to be an 18-hole private golf course called Bounty Club.
Smart,
and
smart, Justin
highly
Timberlake.
Highly curated membership.
Yeah.
No riffraff.
I thought he was opening a bar.
I did too. A giant club of some kind.
He did. He already has.
Oh, okay.
He has one. It's very uptown. It's called the 1230 Club.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, it is. He owns half of that one. It's located in a different, I don't know how well you know this one. It's across from the Bridgestone Arena.
Oh, yeah.
It's not down there with the honky-tonks.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole new section where there's an Apple store and a chicken place.
Also smart, yes. Jimmy,
this is a very dress-up place.
You'll appreciate this. The only country artist that doesn't have a bar at the moment is Myla Mason. Only one.
That was from out of nowhere.
Only
Myla
one.
Myla Mason.
Currently without a bar in Nashville. But she's working on it.
She's working on it.
She's working on it.
Or either that or she's working at one of the bars.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cleve Francis got one.
Busy.
Night, Old Red, Las Vegas, it opened up and Blake Shelton played all his hits. And it's going and going and going.
Was Blake wearing glasses? Because I know he's a new guy with glasses.
Yeah, I don't know if he wore them. He wore them on the tractor because otherwise the rows get stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't
see.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Good report and covered it all this morning for sure. Jimmy Carter, everything hot out of Nashville.
This is the Stephen DC Show.
Tyler Hubbard's
his new album, Strong. Is the name of it. Just came out this past Friday, and it's got a lot of good songs on it. Kind of reminds me of, I'm a fan of Florida Georgia Line. I don't know, some people make fun of them. I liked their music.
Yeah, I did too.
And so it does have that sound. I missed that sound. I liked the way they
Well, what's sad sounded. Is the other old boy hasn't really done much.
Well, Georgia hasn't been as...
Florida, Tyler Hubbard, who you just heard, has had several hits. And he still has the Florida Georgia Line sound. But old Georgia, I mean, he's been a little quiet ever since they split up. Yeah. Maybe they shouldn't have split up. I don't know.
He put out a couple things, but it just didn't do much.
It's kind of a flop.
So he's over at the Chick-fil-A.
What shift does he work?
The late shift.
I see.
Yeah.
He's over there with intern Blaine.
Mm-hmm. And Myla Mason.
A North Carolina high school student, 16 years old, has been suspended for saying illegal alien in class.
What?
He said illegal alien in class, offending another student. And because of that, he's been suspended for 3 days. Illegal alien, isn't that what they are? When you cross the border illegally, aren't you referred to as an illegal alien? You break the law, it's illegal. And then alien, which has always sounded kind of funny to me, but alien is how it's referred to. Well, here's what he raised in class. 16-year-old Christian McGee raised the question about the term alien when they were having a discussion in class. He says there's space aliens, and then there are illegal aliens without green cards that are coming into the country over the border. What's the difference in a space alien and an illegal alien? That's weird. Said for saying that, another kid in the class who said, hey, that offends me. So they've suspended the young man that said illegal alien.
You got to be kidding.
We've lost our minds. It's just common sense is dead and gone.
Because he said.
Yep.
You got to.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yep. Of course, he'll probably be on Jesse Waters tonight on Fox News, and rightfully so. But 3 days home for saying illegal alien. I think I'd sue the school, wouldn't you?
Yeah, this has just gotten to the point where
it's just stupid. It's just stupid, DC.
Yeah, and the school. Okay, I mean they need to have kicked.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think? I mean, look, if this were in San Francisco, we'd be like, yeah, okay, we get it. But this is North Carolina.
Right.
Wouldn't you think they'd have some sense
They're
in North Carolina?
They're supposed to know better.
Yeah, you'd think they would know better. But no.
You Mickey Mouse idiot.
Well, you get out of my brain because that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
He said illegal alien and they sent the poor kid home.
It's just fun.
Awesome. About people's lives.
Oh. What's it think of
coming out? The Steve and DC Morning Show.
Steve and DC Show about to give you Morgan Wallen concert tickets. Your chance to win them coming up. But first, we stop for the morning pledge. Then, of course, our national anthem. And we're happy to dedicate the pledge this morning to everybody on their way to Walker Elementary School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through
the Steve and DC Show.
Steve and DC in the morning, giving you Morgan Wallen concert tickets. What? Yes, we have one pair left. We've given away tickets. We have one pair left. It's for the show Saturday night in Oxford, Mississippi.
Yes.
The first show Morgan's done since the chair-throwing incident. Rumor has it they're bolting all the chairs down in Oxford at Ole Miss Stadium.
Now, that's pretty incredible that we're giving away tickets to the first show since the chair incident. I mean, that's saying something.
That is saying something.
You know?
He'll be with Bailey Ferguson and make that Bailey Zimmerman.
Yeah, Bailey.
And Nate
Bailey
Smith.
Zimmerman.
No, they couldn't get him. They got Bailey Ferguson.
They got Bailey Ferguson to do it.
He's one of the up-and-comers. All right, you want the tickets? We want to give them to you. They're available. It's a little contest we call Steve and DC's People, Place, or Thing contest.
Yes, that's right.
How are you going to win the tickets? Lean in for this now. Listen very carefully. It's what you got to do. We're standing by for you to win them at 205-339-4953. But you got to do something.
Yep.
Here's how it works.
All right, Steve Shannon will be your lifeline.
Oh, you're in a heap of hurt.
And it is a person, place, or thing. Now,
it could be any of those three?
It is one of the three.
It's a person,
one of the three.
It's a place or a thing.
Okay. But it's on you to figure out. Each time we play, we'll add an additional clue for you.
All right, so you may win it this time with one clue. But if you don't, when we play it a little later on the show, we'll add an additional clue. So
right.
It'll get easier as we go along.
Obviously, you know, it's tougher the first time because,
Well, I don't think so. I'm feeling very confident today.
All right.
Yeah. I've had my banana, two cups of coffee. I'm good to go. Who are we going to play with?
Let's see.
Hey, who's this?
It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How you doing?
Okay.
That's my favorite name. I love that name.
Awesome.
Okay, so you heard People, Place, or Thing, and I'm your lifeline, and it's for Morgan Wallen tickets, all right?
Okay.
Can you go Saturday night?
I can go Saturday night.
All right. I'd cancel plans to go see Morgan Wallen Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, these are prized Morgan Wallen tickets.
It's a big deal. Okay, so Kelly, we have to listen and we have to guess if it's a person, place, or thing. And DC will give us one clue and one clue only, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I am extremely popular right now with the younger crowd.
Morgan Wallen! No, I was just practicing.
I'm extremely popular right now with the younger crowd folks.
That is our only clue. So it could be a person, Kelly, you know, and I'm thinking like Taylor Swift, but that's too obvious. Or it could be a place, or it could be a thing. So it could be like TikTok. Insta or in some of that, but maybe that's too obvious. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, gosh. I'm blanking.
Person, place, or thing. It's really hard being first.
And I just have to name something.
Yeah. We just have to decide if that clue is leading us to a person, place, or thing, and then we have to identify it.
Yep.
We could go in a lot of directions. I think Taylor Swift and Morgan and all that, I think for person is, I think that's too obvious. I think it's going to be a thing. And I don't know. DC hadn't told me anything. Is it obvious? I think it's going to be a thing.
I think you're a thing. Maybe.
Really popular. You said just with young people, right?
I'm extremely popular with the younger crowd.
Younger crowd.
I don't know. iPhones.
Are you thinking like, iPhones or TikTok or something like that? Social media? You know?
TikTok.
You want to go with TikTok?
Yeah, let's go with TikTok.
DC, me and Kelly say it's a thing and it's TikTok for Morgan Wallen tickets.
Okay, I quit. I'm leaving.
What? Don't even tell me.
I can't believe the first caller figures it out.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
What is wrong with you?
Kelly, can I just tell you something? Honestly, I didn't know because that takes the fun out of it. If you're Lifeline, you don't know. But DC and I had talked about this, and we were planning for this to go on today, and then on Friday, we figured it'd take that long to get a winner.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
For ruining it.
This is awesome. Well, it's not.
Kelly. Kelly, I'm so proud of us. The only thing that we didn't tell you is that you have to go with me to the concert. That's the only thing.
That's okay.
Why? You can take whoever you'd like.
Why did I go with that as the first clue?
Because I don't know. Do you see that? And why? I don't know why. You know, I'm on the talk, so that popped in my head.
The other first clues I could have gone with, I am digital.
Okay, so that might have blown my mind a little bit.
You'd never figured that out.
Never.
I get people dancing.
Nah, and listen, there's no way I would have figured that out.
My name reminds you of an alarm clock. See, now that one,
TikTok, you'd have gotten. We would have gotten that.
I can't believe the first caller.
This is so awesome.
Well, Kelly, congratulations. You're going to see Morgan Wallen Saturday night. You hold on. We'll get you all hooked up, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, you better watch out letting me be a Lifeline because you know what? We'll win this thing.
Hang on, Kelly. Congrats to you. Now you've upset me, and I'm going to have to get my last pair of tickets.
We said that was the last pair. You're holding out on us. You got another pair, and he's reaching in his back pocket.
I got one final pair. This was my emergency Morgan Wallen pair.
So we'll do that a little later on in the show?
Yeah, and this time you're not getting it on the first caller.
You want to bet?
No way.
I'm on a roll, baby.
Wow.
Remember, you're listening also this morning. Good God, everything going on. When you hear the Stephen D.C. Diving board belly flop. Hey, you be the first to call us.
Hey.
And you're on a short list to go to Panama City Beach for a summer vacation.
Hey, you know, we want to give back.
Yeah.
To a community that has given us nothing. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Y'all have done a lot for us.
You have, and we appreciate you. Phone sham coming up in a minute. I got to tell you about this. A cat has been rescued. Not our intern. A pussy cat has been rescued after being stuck in a chimney for 2 days.
Wow.
And they said, they called the fire department, the family, because they could hear the cat and they couldn't get the cat out. It was stuck in the chimney. So the fire department came in. The cat showed its appreciation, they said, by clawing the fireman's face.
So there you go. Once you let the cat out of the bag,
it's going to claw your face every time.
That's what's going to happen.
And this breaks my heart to hear that this could happen and could affect Tuscaloosa. I don't know. I guess me and you, D.C., or some of y'all out there, ate too many shrimp during the endless shrimp deal at Red Lobster.
No.
The business community this morning is saying that Red Lobster may be going bankrupt nationwide and declaring bankruptcy and shutting down, perhaps. Yep. By the way, I find this hard to believe. The ultimate endless shrimp deal cost the company, Red Lobster, $11 million. That's a lot of shrimp.
company-wide, the restaurants?
Yeah. Nationwide, all the restaurants. It was an $11 million hit because you could go there and order shrimp until you were done.
So they lost $11 million off that.
Yeah, off
that
deal.
That seems strange because the way that works typically is they're going to get their money out of you.
Yeah.
So they let you eat shrimp, they're going to up the prices on other things, I don't know.
Well, Red Lobster now may be going bankrupt because we ate too much endless shrimp. I don't know how that would affect the Tuscaloosa Red Lobster. Stay tuned. I tell you one thing that's hurt them. You can go to the grocery store now and buy, and I think it's the best thing at Red Lobster. You buy their Cheddar Bay biscuit mix.
Yeah.
And you make them at home, and they taste just like they do at Red Lobster.
Well, my daughter made some when I was visiting her.
Oh, really?
And they tasted just like it, yeah.
So I guess Red Lobster obviously will get a little take on every one you buy, but still, it keeps you from going to the restaurant, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? And one other thing, 420 is Saturday, right?
420, I guess.
And some people, you know what that means, and some don't. Most do. Well, guess what they've done when we're talking food news at Jimmy John's. You know Jimmy John's sandwiches, and I enjoy a good Jimmy John's. There's one down here on 69 South, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You On 420, they're offering a dime bag special. And dime bag is a reference to how marijuana is sold.
It is? I did not know that. I've never heard that before.
Well, I watch live PD.
Okay.
You buy a dime bag. At Jimmy John's on 420, they're going to sell goodie bags. They call them dime bags.
And that's some sort of narcotics reference.
Well, it's a marijuana reference. And it includes a sandwich, a brownie, and a weed rolling tray. A weed rolling tray as they celebrate the nation's dopiest holiday, 420.
Yeah, okay, all these things are over my head. I don't...
Well, you should watch Live PD like I do.
I don't know anything about narcotics references and such.
That is Jimmy John's on Saturday, 420, the same day as the Morgan Wallen concert. You got a weed rolling tray. Are you kidding me?
Huh.
Yeah, so now you know.
Well, there's a story about...
Joe Biden.
I got it. The third time.
He may not appear on the Alabama ballot.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well,
I mean, I'm okay with that, but why not?
Democrats in Alabama are infuriated. They are furious.
I'll bet they are.
Or at least they would be if we could find some. Ho!
Kapooyah! Kapooyah!
Hey, now!
That's funny. You know, that Joe Biden. I mean,
I don't think he went to school nowhere.
No.
If he went to school, he didn't learn nothing.
Nothing at all.
Joe Biden.
Nothing. So, another little note that I wanted to mention is this. What have you heard about the controversy over the world's oldest man?
Well, yeah, there are two of them, and that one claims he's older than the other one.
Right.
I think they ought to box.
Well, fortunately, okay, so two different people claiming that they're the world's oldest man.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they're going to get a chance to resolve this at one of the three presidential debates.
Joe Biden.
I see what you did.
Steve Anderson.
Fresh bunny phone sham calls and unforgettable classics.
The phone sham always has me in stitches. I look forward to it every morning.
Yeah.
Who's speaking, please?
Lady.
I need to speak to Ms. Lillian Johnson.
This is she.
Ms. Johnson.
Uh-huh.
I called your home and a gentleman referred me to this number.
Yeah, that, uh-huh.
I've got to make sure. I'm calling for Dr. Hudson's office out of Anniston.
Okay, what about it?
Is this the Lillian Johnson that's Dr. Hudson's patient?
Yes, uh-huh.
Good. You had some dental work done, some implants recently.
Right.
All right. Well, the dental lab out of Huntsville, where I work here, works for Dr. Hudson, and we did the implants, the little post.
Yeah.
We make those here in Huntsville.
Uh-huh.
And we've got a slight problem with them.
What's that?
Well, have you noticed any sort of drooling out of your mouth lately?
Any what?
Any sort of unusual drooling out of your mouth lately.
Yes.
You have?
Yes. I never had that before, but I didn't know what was causing it.
Well, see, there it is. There's a chemical that we believe is in the mix. It's in that implant called coifram, and I believe it's causing a little drooling. Now, don't get alarmed. Don't want you to get alarmed, because it's not serious. We're just going to have to take the implants out and redo it.
But I've been through a lot with this.
Ma'am.
Yes.
I do not appreciate that kind of language.
Well, I don't appreciate all I've been through, and then you tell me this.
I had to come in early this morning and get on the telephone and try and help you with this, and you're
there. Yeah, that's a heck of a thing to call somebody. Why couldn't somebody talk to me?
I'm a-talking. It ain't going to cost you nothing. I can't do this. Lillian.
Yeah. Got to let you off the hook, Lillian.
Lillian.
Let Lillian off the hook.
I just want to get off the phone. She's gone. She just hung the phone up and said, what a lovely lady.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
with Riley Green to T-Town tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Amp.
With Tracy Lawrence. Can't forget that.
God. No, that's hit after hit right there.
I mean, gosh.
And also some changes, some improvements, some things we think you're going to like to see, and they're not even done yet at the Mercedes-Benz Amp. Big bear hug to K-Day, who is Superwoman, as far as we're concerned, when it comes to the amp. And boy, if we could clone K-Day.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
If we could clone K-Day.
Hey, listener Kim is on the phone. Hey, Kim, why are you calling?
Because I heard the belly flop.
Oh! You are our very first belly flop, Stephen D.C. belly flop qualifier for a vacation to the beach.
Yeah, baby.
There we go, off the diving board. And when you hear that, if you're the first to call, like listener Kim here, you are on the short list to go to the beach at the Holiday Inn Resort. Kim, you have good ears because we kind of slipped that one in and you were first. So best of luck to you when we give it away the end of next week, all right?
Thank you.
Well, thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too.
All right, thank you for listening.
Well, man, we're giving away so much stuff, it's silly.
So when you hear that Steve and DC diving board belly flop...
Hey!
You'd be the first to call 205-339-4953, and you get on the short list for the vacation.
I mean, wouldn't it be nice to win... You know, you could go down there and be surfing in the USA.
Whatever you want to do, take the family and
get some good vibrations.
Hey, you coming up, we do concert tickets again, and it's a winner's choice giveaway. That's about 8:30, so hang on for that. Got something very special and serious from the Tuscaloosa Police Department this morning. They're asking for your help. You may have heard the news. A horrible situation occurred on Culver Road about 1:47 in the morning over the weekend. A couple of women, they were leaving a nightclub, they were going to the parking area, and they were run over by a vehicle that kept on going.
What?
It was a hit and run. Someone that saw this happen did CPR. The women are both in the hospital at DCH and remain hospitalized. Mm. And Tuscaloosa police are looking for, and this is the important part, somebody out there knows something, a dark gray or black Dodge Challenger or Charger. Either a Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger, again, dark gray or black, and they believe there's front-end damage to the hood and maybe the windshield of the vehicle.
Okay.
If you're familiar with the vehicle or know anything, contact the Tuscaloosa Police Department.
Wow, man.
So they need help in finding out who ran over these two ladies, again, who remain in the hospital. One more time, it is a black awful. Dodge Charger or a Dodge Challenger. With possible front end damage. I didn't know this, but I was reading where people commented on this story, and one lady says that in Alberta, in front of the police station, that there are all these Dodge Chargers that drag race right in front of the police station.
In front of the police station,
yeah, in Alberta.
Obviously, they're very concerned.
And then Shannon, listener Shannon, says, these types of cars have taken over Tuscaloosa, speeding and racing down McFarland and into Northport.
What?
All these Dodge Chargers. I don't know. I haven't noticed that, but I probably wouldn't.
I thought those dang, I don't know what they're called. They're crazy-looking cars. They're all, they have no top. They're, what's the word I'm looking for?
Convertible?
Thank you. They're all convertibles. I think you and I saw one the other day for the first time. Uh-huh. They're always like a bright color, like bright green or bright red.
Yeah.
And in fact, one time, Skyland Boulevard, I go out and there were thousands of them lined up on Skyland Boulevard.
Thousands?
I mean, as far as I could see, they just kept going and going and going. Yeah. And they must have been here for some kind of, some get-together that they have. But they race those, too.
Do they?
On the streets.
Ginger says, I just wonder if our police are scared. I hope not. They race right in front of them. It's time to stop this. I don't know. I haven't witnessed any of that.
And, I don't think they're scared. I think they're at times told to stand down, and I don't understand why.
It may be. And personally, by the way, I love the Dodge Charger. That's a good-looking car. I love the car, so I'm not blaming the Dodge Charger. I'm blaming the person behind the steering wheel. But, again, this particular one that ran over those two ladies, police need your help finding that person or that car for sure. So if you can help, that would be great.
It's time now for the Steve and DC Show morning prayer. And, of course, our inspirational song. We think it's a great way to start the day. And joining us now is Pastor Scott Moore. Good morning, Scott. How are you, sir?
Good morning, man. Good to be back.
It's a pleasure having you with us. Lead us in prayer, please, sir.
You got it, man. This morning, I decided instead of just praying something from me, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 6. And this is Jesus' words. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I hope we end this week knowing how great God is and how much he loves us. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. I like that. That was a little twist on our prayer this morning. It was great to hear the Lord's Prayer from Pastor Scott Moore. We appreciate you, sir. It is time now for the inspirational song of the morning on the Steve and DC Show. This is thanks to everybody over at Taco Casa under the biggest cactus in town.
Look, we didn't rehearse this, did we, Steve?
Oh, no, we don't rehearse anything.
There was no rehearsal here.
Absolutely not.
When Pastor Scott did that, I've got to do this as the inspirational song, the Lord's Prayer, on 95.3 The Bear.
is the Steve and DC Show.
DC, you know, the Ford Mustang, and I've always liked the Ford Mustang, celebrating its 60th anniversary this week. The Ford Mustang.
I remember my brother had a candy apple red Ford Mustang. Oh,
that's the color to have right there.
When I was growing up.
Yep. And now that the Ford Mustang is 60, you know what it's doing? It's buying a Corvette.
Yes, that's what happens
and
usually.
It probably will have a gold chain dangling from its rearview mirror. By the way, there's been it's a crazy world we live in. O.J. Simpson's death, and this is true, has caused a spike in the sale of memorabilia. O.J. memorabilia of all kinds is being sold with letters of authenticity. Since his death. It's weird how that works, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
In fact, I just ordered Ginsu knives, and I don't even know why. Not Ginsu, but Ginsu. It's an off-brand.
That's the one that, yeah, that's the generic brand, Ginsu.
OJ's Bronco, white Bronco, though, as of this hour, remains for sale. Is it $150,000 they want for that thing?
I think it is. I'm
sorry. Please, it's $1.5 million. They're asking for OJ's Ford Bronco.
$1.5 million. That's a lot. They're asking for
it. They do say they will consider slashing the price.
Stop it now. OJ. Another thing that's become big is, and it is really, really good. The downloads of that show that they did, what's it called? American Crime Story, yeah. The People versus O.J. Simpson. That's what it's called.
Right.
Huge, huge. I just saw something that made me laugh.
See how that works, though? He dies, and now people are watching that show again.
I got to hear this. Did O.J. kill Marge Simpson? Do you remember that character, one of the characters that Barat does is an interviewer, a guy that interviews people named Ali G.
Oh, I love that character.
And apparently,
very funny.
He interviewed the LAPD chief back around that time.
Oh, no.
And I got to hear this.
Was there any famous people that your police had to arrest?
I'm sure you saw the O.J. Simpson.
I seen him on the telly.
Yeah, and he was the one that was accused of killing his wife.
But ain't it wrong for the police to start getting involved in murders on a cartoon? Surely what the Simpsons do is just like, it's make-believe, you know?
Oh, you're talking about different Simpsons. I'm talking about a man, a real man, who was...
He killed Marge.
He killed Marge. When you stop fighting, you probably need a marriage counselor because
you probably
this
do.
Is coming from a single guy. I don't know anything about anything.
Well, in fact, I want to ask our guest about that because he's been married for 10 years and I bet I don't want to put words in his mouth.
But DC, but he's Dr. Jonathan Coe. He's not Dr. Phil.
No, but he's a married man Dr. Coe, welcome, first of all.
Yeah, thanks. DC.
And
yeah.
By the way, Dr. Coe is the president of Shelton State Community College. We're going to have to see some ID or a birth certificate, and I know you hear this all the time.
I'm sure you're sick of it.
But I bet he's not. You look like you're about 21 years old. You have incredible genes.
That's true.
I mean, you really do.
Got a little Asian in me. We'll see how the
Asian in me.
You have aged very well.
If it grays my hairs or if I lose it.
Yes.
So far, so good.
I think when you're younger and you hear it, it's kind of... You get a little bit of a chip on your shoulder when you're younger because you're like, hey.
But you're assuming Dr. Coe is younger. He's actually 72 years old.
Well, if he's 72, wow. That's amazing.
It really is.
But you and your wife, you've been married for about 10 years, you said.
That's right. Yep.
So don't you think it's true? I mean, I'm sure you guys, just like every married couple, have an occasional argument.
Yeah. We've got three little kids, so, constantly
it's going to happen. Exactly.
It's just part of the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So don't you think when that stops, that's probably a bad sign if you never have a disagreement?
Well, everybody's got their wants and desires, and sometimes they don't line up. And really, opposites are what attract each other. Uh-huh. And I'm not trying to be Dr. Phil, but you know.
You're doing a good job.
There's
some
research behind that.
Yeah. I mean, like the song says, we don't fight anymore. That means there's a problem.
Right. You've checked out.
Yeah. It's just a healthy ways to fight, right?
Yes.
Maybe argue. Maybe fight's not the right word. We want to get to know you a little bit this morning. Yeah. By the way, we want you to help us give away concert tickets.
Happy to do
here
that.
Here in a few minutes. So it's a winner's choice on concert tickets. We'll be standing by for that at 205-339-4953 if you want to win the tickets. We mentioned your family. I'm looking at a picture. Beautiful family. Tell us a little bit about them.
So we've got, as DC said, my wife and I have been married for almost 10 years now, June 14th, 2014.
Okay.
Got three young boys. The oldest is five, uh-huh. a two-year-old, and a seven-month-old.
Oh, wow.
Wife teaches at Foster Vestavia. She's an intervention teacher. She's been throughout the city and the county system, and does a great job. It's
three kids under five. You deserve something for that right there. That's a handful.
That's a busy house.
Busy for sure.
Busy house. What are the kids' names?
Henry, Harrison, and Walter.
I love that.
Yep.
Now, I did some research, and I understand you also have, and we cannot leave this out, a chocolate lab.
That's right.
What's the doggy's name?
Kona.
You can tell a lot about a person by what they name their doggy. Chocolate Lab.
Kona.
Great breed, especially with those kids.
That's right.
Where did the name Kona come from?
So my dad actually lived out in Hawaii for a while.
Okay.
I got to visit him a good bit. He's actually in Tokyo now.
Oh, really?
But, you know, at the time when I had, it seemed like the right name. She's almost 16 now.
Well, I knew it was Hawaiian because there was a Hawaiian restaurant, and it's the only Hawaiian that I know of, called the Kona Grill years. So there had to be some connection in that. But I don't know what it means, Kona. But
it means beautiful girl.
Okay.
We should remember that.
Beautiful girl.
Yeah. I may name my first daughter Kona.
Kona.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
It's a nice name. Yeah, I like it.
It was fitting for her.
We're talking to Dr. Jonathan Coe, the president of Shelton State. Now tell us about your background, where you're from originally, and how you ended up as president of the college.
Okay. Kind of bounced around the southeast, originally born in Mobile, Alabama. Mm. Spent about a few years bouncing around. My father was a pastor.
A preacher's kid.
Oh, man.
Is it true? You know, we hear all the stories about preacher's kids. Were you a wild one?
No, my parents were pretty strict. And
you turned out pretty well.
Yeah, we had some ups and downs, well, I guess.
Well, did you have brothers and sisters?
I had a younger sister, yeah.
Okay, well, she must have been the wild one. There's always preacher's kid.
I tried to keep her in check.
Right. Go ahead.
I've had a good life and blessed to be able to experience different cultures. And so I've spent about 10 years down in South Florida, which is a very diverse community.
Yeah.
Came back up to Mobile in 2005, so just in time for Katrina to hit. Threw off my whole senior year of high school.
Man.
I made it up to Tuscaloosa and been here since 2007.
Wow.
Attended the University of Alabama where I met my wife. And
that is where you met. We're going to ask where you met your wife.
Met in about 2009, started dating in 11, and rest is history.
And the rest is history, man.
Nice. Decided to hang around and kind of got sucked into UA as a grad assistant and research assistant with the Education Policy Center. And
that
kind of opened the door
to some
great research and great opportunities, presentation opportunities, and meeting different people in that kind of arena of policy and as it intersects with education.
So,
we studied in particular community college access and finance, and so that was a great segue into working at Shelton
State.
Started there in 2015.
So you're no stranger to Shelton State before becoming president.
That's right. That's one of the, I think one of the benefits right now is in terms of knowing what we've got going on. I've been in the system for 8.5 years now.
Yes.
And understand, I really love the people at Shelton State and love what we do, the mission that we have in this community. I know we change lives every day, every minute, and it's just a blessing to be able to continue to work there and support and to tell our story to folks like you.
Absolutely.
What, as president, what is your, if you could just kind of bottom line, your mission at Shelton State?
Well, bottom line is we meet people where they are and take them where they want to go.
Mm.
That's well said.
Yeah,
I mean that works on a T-shirt.
Yeah,
that's very good.
Meet people where they are and take them where they want to go.
We have access points all over, whether it's you need a GED or you need some additional skills to get that raise at work, or, some incumbent worker training that your supervisor brings in. Or if you just want to take the traditional route and go to a four-year pathway, we also have apprenticeship programs. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities there, and it doesn't matter where you start. We got a spot for you.
Dr. Yes. Cohen, some news that broke this week out of Shelton State. I want you to tell us a little bit about the Bridge program, what that is, and that sounds like it could help a whole lot of people.
Super excited about that. That was been about a year in the making with the university, and believe it or not, they've slowed down on the recruiting over at UA because they've outgrown the capacity for their freshman classes in terms of classrooms and dorms. So we locked arms in terms of being able to bring people from throughout the state to Tuscaloosa, and they will attend Shelton State for fall and spring semesters and then matriculate over to UA their sophomore year.
That's a great plan.
Basically hoping for 150, 200 students once it's up and running and humming. And that'll just keep people in this community, give people an opportunity to go to UA that otherwise may
absolutely
find a different path.
Eventually they'll get there,
Again, at Shelton, the Bridge program, I know you're happy to see that.
That's a good idea.
And they're going to get... So they'll be enrolled with us and UA at the same time. So they'll have access to our services, UA services.
Wow.
Athletic tickets for UA and for us.
Well, that's the best of both worlds.
Best of both
worlds.
Centers, yeah.
That's awesome.
All the amenities.
That is fantastic.
We're excited.
And that's in effect now, just going into
effect? We're launching it this fall, yep.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
So the acceptance letters that are going out right now for UA, there's the first 150 or so that aren't accepted, we'll get a letter inviting them to be a part of our community, inviting them to attend Shelton State and UA concurrently and access all those wonderful things.
Wow.
What is the current enrollment at Shelton State?
We touch a lot of people, and on the credit side, probably about 4,000 to 4,500 any given semester.
Okay.
But then on the non-credit side, through our adult education and our workforce training programs, we touch another 4,000.
Man.
And so any given year, separate people is probably about 11,000 lives that we're impacting. Well,
that's not a tiny school right there. That's a lot.
All right. I want you to tell us, if you would, I read something you had said that was printed in an interview with you about what your grandfather has meant to you in your life. And I know that's a special relationship. Tell us a little bit about your grandpa.
Well, thanks for asking that, Steve. He's a legend in Mobile, really. Spent a lot of years in education, a football coach as well, like your father. And he was actually the principal at Vigor High School when they desegregated.
Yeah.
And then was also
big,
a football
one of the
coach.
Biggest high schools.
It is, yeah. And so, a lot of what I've learned and the passion and things that are just within me come from him. I know that, and I'm just I'm blessed to have known him, and
yes,
he's really a role model to me and a lot of people in Mobile. Everywhere I'd go with him, we'd go get coffee or breakfast, when I was a kid, and he couldn't go anywhere without someone stopping, shaking his hand and thanking him.
Everybody knew
what
him.
He did.
Yes.
Touched a lot of lives.
So that inspired you.
It did.
What's his name?
Herman Shoemaker.
Herman Shoemaker. Yep. Coach Shoemaker, I'm sure to a lot of people.
Yep, coach.
Or just coach.
Football coach.
I'm telling you, there's so many. I think we're brothers separated at some point along the way. Because my dad was just coach. Yep. I mean,
That's it.
Now, is your grandfather still alive?
He's not.
Bless his heart.
He passed from cancer shortly after I started working at Shelton State.
Because he would be, he's looking down, and he knows.
Every day.
And he would be so proud of you.
I think about that.
My grandson, the president of Shelton State.
Yeah.
I mean, at any point along the way, did you see yourself in this position?
No.
A college president?
I just kind of try to go through and, do what I'm supposed to do every day, be nice to people, treat people the right way,
yes,
work hard and get the job done. Well, one thing leads to another.
Wait a minute. You're proving that nice guys are supposed to finish last.
It's not true.
What's the deal here?
It's
yes,
not true.
And much like Steve, I'm sure, did you play ball as well? Because he was a tight end.
Oh, yeah. I love all sports. And,
what was your position?
I played as many as I could.
Football.
We had a small. I went to a small school, yeah. So when I tell you I was a linebacker, weak side linebacker and running back. We had
okay.
We fielded the team for the first 2 years when I was in high school.
Unlike Steve, you probably weren't asked to leave the team like his dad did.
Thank you, DC. Thank you for that. Thank you for putting that out.
Well, he had such a legacy, and yeah. you know,
I'm trying to make a good first impression on Dr. Coe. Thank you for your help.
He wasn't quite as athletic as you might have been, it appears. So,
yeah.
I mean, you were playing two positions, linebacker and running back.
A small school, it was a brand new team.
You had to do it all.
So I don't want anybody to think it was
too modest.
It wasn't Hoover.
Or Gilchrist. You're too modest. Listen, they have made the right choice, I think. Your personality plus... it would be hard not to like you at first meeting. You just radiate a friendly, helpful attitude and approach, and I think they picked the right guy for this job.
Right.
And I hope you're around for a long, long time.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And I think that's part of the youth that I've got going for me. So
That's
tell everybody I want to be in this role when my youngest comes through Shelton State and graduates.
I love that.
I'm in it for the long haul, and we're rooted in this community. I love being there. I love supporting the people.
That's awesome. Very, very positive.
Well,
I like it.
Our regards to Ashley.
Thank you.
Who not only takes care of you, takes care of Henry, Harrison, and Walter,
mm-hmm.
and probably Kona.
Yep.
So she's a superwoman.
We're training Henry on helping with Kona. He's getting there.
Well, you have agreed to help us give away concert tickets, and we appreciate it. If you just turned on the radio, we're getting to know Dr. Jonathan. Do you go by John or Jonathan?
People call me
either
John.
Either one. Dr. Coe, the new president of Shelton State University. All right, this is a winner's choice where you get to pick the concert you want to see.
Got plenty of them to choose from, so call us now if you want to do it, 339-4953. Got, you know, Travis Tritt coming up in about a week at Mercedes-Benz. Also, Rick Springfield, 38 Special, Billy Currington and Kip Moore, Cool in the Gang. I mean, the list is long. It's getting
cool
longer.
Cool in the Gang for Funkalooza. You pick the tickets that you want. Hi, who's this, please?
This is Eva Mordecai.
Hello, Eva. Say good morning to Dr. Coe from Shelton State.
Good morning, Doctor. How are you this morning?
Doing well, Eva. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, hopefully you're about to be even better. This is something we call Will Dr. Coe Know It? Three questions.
I bet he will.
Dr. Coe, your lifeline is D.C.
Oh, great. Uh-huh.
I like it.
So some would say you're playing with a handicap.
Yes.
No, it's like bowling when you handicap your score. No, that's not true. D.C. does well. So you answer these three questions, and lovely Eva wins the concert tickets
of her
choice.
All right, I'll do my best, Eva.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Dr. Coe, what is the best-selling book of all time? What is the best-selling book of all time?
Got to go with the Bible.
Yes, sir. Very good. It certainly is.
It's not one of those John Grisham books,
then. I think, he came in second.
Okay.
Yeah. Dr. Coe, question number two, what is an octagon? What is an octagon?
Well, it's an eight-sided shape.
Exactly right.
I'm going to let him handle that one. Yeah,
I should.
Yeah,
I was thinking UFC for a second.
That's very funny. These questions should have been harder. They're for the university president.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Question number three for the win. What is the first animal to ever be cloned? The first animal to ever be cloned. Hey, look at that confident face.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a sheep.
You think it's a sheep?
You remember the name?
I don't.
Wasn't it Dolly?
Final answer, Dolly the Sheep.
Dolly the Sheep.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
I've never forgotten Dolly because of our Dolly.
She was named after Dolly Parton.
Yes. Well, if she wasn't, she should have been.
That's absolutely right. Eva, congratulations. You've won the tickets from 95.3 The Bear. You pick from Travis Tritt, Rick Springfield and 38 Special, Billy Currington and Kip Moore, Cody Jinks, or Cool and the Gang at the fabulous Mercedes-Benz Amp. Who do you want to see?
38 Special.
I'm sorry?
38 Special.
38 Special and Rick Springfield.
And Rick Springfield.
Well, you got it. Thank you so much for listening to us in the morning. And hold on, we'll get you hooked up.
Let me just compliment
okay,
what a fabulous phone you have there, Eva. Thank you.
We should have given away a new telephone.
A new phone would have been, I think, the perfect prize for her.
She'd probably rather have concert tickets.
Well, I mean, he cruised through that. That was like for a sixth grader. I mean,
well,
yes.
You helped me with the name. I definitely would have remembered Dolly.
That's my only contribution.
You know, those were the getting to know you questions. You just wait till next time.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Maybe he can ask us three questions.
That's
a good idea.
That'd go on like a lead balloon.
You definitely represent Shelton State well. That's for sure.
It's been a pleasure meeting you. Yeah. And anytime, you're welcome here.
Yes.
Fantastic, y'all.
And bring the family, even the kids.
All right.
Yeah. And
careful what you ask for.
Kona, for sure. Did you meet our mascot, Diesel?
I did. Yeah, Diesel. He was awesome. Yeah. How old is Diesel?
Diesel is 10.
Okay.
And Diesel and
he
Kona.
He did not look like a 10-year-old.
Diesel gets along with everybody and every animal, so he would love Kona. He so next awesome. Time, we got to do that.
Yes.
Dr. Jonathan Coase, Shelton State University, everybody, on the Stephen D.C. Morning Show. And coming up, listen for the Stephen D.C. diving board belly flop and win a summer vacation to Panama City Beach, Florida.
I have a happiness hack for you today.
Okay, we could all use that.
And I really think it's going to mean something to you.
A happiness hack, all right? What is it?
Researchers have come up with a daily exercise for our mental health that they think we all should do.
Okay.
Hug yourself.
Excuse me?
For 20 seconds a day.
Hug yourself. You mean like reach around like this? Like this?
Hey, go hug yourself.
Right back at you. So I hold this for how long?
For 20 seconds. You close your eyes.
And your mouth.
And think of something that's been bothering you. Put one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach. Like you're giving yourself a hug. And think, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment?
Okay, I feel like I need to vomit.
I don't see many truckers.
Yeah. Biggin didn't just pull off to the side of the road.
Where do I put this hand? Where's this one go? Down further?
Stop it.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
Hug yourself.
Yeah, I wonder how much they paid for that study.
This is the board of... The Berkeley...
enough said.
The Berkeley Mental Health and Meditation Council.
Yeah, let me just say this about Berkeley. Everybody there is wide awake.
Yeah. Woo! Go hug yourself. The worst time of the day is 5 a.m., and don't I know it?
Don't we both know it?
That's the worst.
Worst time for what?
Well, they say people have heart attacks at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
It's, what else? It's
like
stressful.
Most stressful. Yeah.
They, most folks literally feel at that time of day, the most anxious about everything that's going wrong in their life.
I see, because they probably just obviously woke up.
Every problem.
Yeah.
So or
5 a.m., that's when you need to get you some gummies from your CBD store in Northport.
You know, y'all know what that feeling that is really bad is when you wake up and you realize that you've got to do something that day.
Oh, yeah.
And you're dreading it.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of bed.
Right. Or you got a, you know, meeting with somebody. Oh, yeah.
I've never been to a meeting that I liked. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, meetings
If I ever won the lottery, I'd never go to another meeting.
Meetings were...
Because you have to, like, put on pants.
Yes.
And that kind of stuff.
Meetings were something created completely...
By the devil.
By Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you can't get a meeting done in 10 minutes, then you're wasting time.
Yeah. In fact, I think there should be legally time limits put on meetings.
Yeah.
And they're like 10 minutes.
I think there should be a law that all meetings have to be done like by Zoom or on the phone, on a like, you know, what do you call it? A picture thing where you don't actually have to be there.
Not a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops. H&R Block screwed up a bunch of returns.
Oh, no.
Oops.
Are they going to stand? Because they do a guarantee where if you get audited or something, they stand behind it. Are they going to stand by it?
Really, the screw up was that late filers, and they had advertised, it's no problem.
Right.
If you haven't filed, you have until 11:59 p.m., you know, on April 15th. Uh-huh. So all these people file.
Yeah.
And their computer did not file them with the IRS by 11:59.
So it was totally H&R Block's fault.
Yeah. Yeah. So it looked like the one thing they were guaranteeing was that you'd get it file on time.
Right.
Is what they didn't do.
Uh-huh.
All these people didn't get their... So the IRS will be putting every one of those folks in jail this afternoon.
This afternoon.
Be locking them up.
I actually know the person that was in charge of that for H&R Block.
I don't think he went to school nowhere. If he went to school, he didn't learn nothing.
Nothing. No, they're gonna make it up to
a
him.
A man in Memphis has been arrested after police say he attempted to rob a gas station with a live snake. He went in and he pulled out his snake and he started shaking it at the woman behind the counter. And he said, "Give me all you got."
Okay.
And she hit the panic alarm call button. And pretty soon the squad cars arrived and he is now incarcerated. I don't know what happened to his snake.
Nobody should ever threaten someone by pulling out their reptile.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Police in Ohio, while we're looking at the blotter, are investigating a scam where someone pretending to be... People are just so stupid. Where someone pretending to be Aaron Rodgers tricked a woman into sending them hundreds of dollars and giving them her Social Security number.
You've got to be kidding.
Now, why in the world would Aaron Rodgers, the famous quarterback, why in the world would he call anybody and ask for money or their Social Security number?
I don't mean to call people stupid.
Well, I mean, if the shoe fits, wear it.
But this is downright stupid. This is the same thing, bless his heart, the Alabama man who got duped by an imposter claiming to be Carrie Underwood.
Who is this?
Not Carrie Underwood.
And she wanted him to go buy some Target gift cards.
That's what they always do.
Okay. And so you never thought, I bet Carrie doesn't need that. Why would Carrie need me to get...
Why would she call me here in Alabama to ask that I go... Did they do it? They did it.
Oh, he lost thousands. Carrie found out about it and called the man and apologized, and she didn't even do it.
That was very sweet.
It was. But what... Really? You went out to Target thinking you were getting them for Carrie Underwood. Well, I didn't think she could get to the store. I thought maybe she was busy.
There's not a pill you can take. There's not a class you can go to. Stupid is forever.
You know what? That shoe fits, right? Stupid is forever.
Duped.
Well, we've had a great time today, and we've given away Morgan Wallen tickets and going to give away a beach vacation. So tomorrow morning, another pair. It is literally the last pair of Morgan Wallen tickets for the Saturday night show Oxford, Mississippi. We give it away tomorrow morning right here.
95.3 The Bear. We also dedicate the show to our law enforcement officers, men and women in law enforcement, our first responders, our EMT rescue folks, our firefighters, and our medical community, nurses and doctors.
We honor the U.S. military each and every day. We appreciate all that you do for us. And we love you truck drivers out there. Where the white line is the lifeline. God bless you.
Jesus is Lord. See y'all.
Roll time. The Steve and DC show has left the building.